You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
We're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
The American Red Cross is holding its first ever National Giving Day today. The 24-hour fundraising effort supports the work that the organization does throughout the year. Chief Public Affairs Officer Susie DeFrancis says the Red Cross is working in communities every day, not just when there's a disaster to respond to.
Whether it's responding to people who have been the victim of a house fire, helping collect and distribute blood for patients in hospitals. We serve the emergency needs of our military families.
The Red Cross is encouraging everyone to go to redcross.org or call 800-RED-CROSS to make a donation. You can also help build awareness of Giving Day by using the All-in-One Day theme on Twitter and Facebook with the hashtag All-in-One-Day. Red Cross Chief Public Affairs Officer Susie DeFrancis says this fundraising effort is crucial.
Things like first aid and CPR and other types of training. We do all that work and provide all that assistance for free. We're not a government agency, so we can't.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Direct Energy. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
An Oregon state government agency is coming under fire for apparently colluding with pro-gay activist groups to target Christians. More from USA Headline News senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
An investigation by the Daily Signal has found emails that indicate the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industry, an Oregon state agency that issued a fine to a Christian baker for not baking a cake to a gay wedding, was colluding with a gay rights organization to push the pro-gay marriage agenda using the power of state government. The alleged collusion was discovered when it was accidentally exposed in court, according to Kelsey Harkness of the Daily Signal.
One of the complainant's brothers, who was acting as a witness, said he confused Basic Rights Oregon with the Bureau of Labor and Industries in saying that they were discussing and strategizing how to best use the case, when to best pursue the case to further the whole marriage equality in Oregon in general.
Harkness told USA Headline News the lawyers for the Christian bakers, who've been the subject of hateful harassment since the agency's act, say they will now take steps to reopen the case because of the exposed bias. I'm Jason Wirt.
Scientists have documented in Florida a series of virgin births, reproduction without mating in a critically endangered sawfish species pushed to the brink of extinction by overfishing and habitat destruction. The scientists said on Monday it marks the first time the phenomenon called parthenogenesis has been seen in a vertebrae in the wild. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Time is 10:06. You're listening to Hunter Chamber Radio, and this is the Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We are at 49 degrees right now in Flemington. That feels very weird to have June 2nd at that temperature. Mostly cloudy skies. And today is June 2nd with rain and a high of 61. Winds north-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 70%. Cloudy skies and a slight chance of a rain shower, a low near 50 tonight. Winds light and variable and mostly cloudy tomorrow. Slight chance of a rain shower and a high of 69. Thursday will rain showers early, overcast skies later in the day, 65. Friday, cloudy skies, a high around 75. Saturday, the 6th, considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers, 76. And partly cloudy skies on Sunday in the morning will give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon, a high of 75. I don't see any 80s anywhere until next Tuesday. So we've got a week before we get back into pseudo summer. Right now it's May again in June. Temperatures in our area, 53 in Reddington, Flemington, 52 up in the Tewksbury White House area, 53 up in Hampton, 50 over in Alexandria, 51 down in Hopewell. Stay tuned for Tech Today. That was Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing their wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out those technological decisions. Each week, I'll focus on topics about technology, latest news, latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. That's my radio show page. You could email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. You could phone me at 908-237-0410. And if you'd like to get in touch with me outside of the show, bluepantherbiz.com is my company website. And I'll be happy to talk with you about anything that has to do with your business or technology. All right, let's find out what's going on. A big day today, and Michelle Heide told me on Good Morning Hunter, and I was already aware of it, Michelle. Way up on top of that, but she was making it as a financial news event that Microsoft is making announcement today that Windows 10 will be available on July 29th. That seems to be a little earlier than expected. So, let's see, the Yahoo News, Yahoo.com reports that from Reuters yesterday, Microsoft says Windows 10 available on July 29th. New Windows 10 operating system will be available worldwide July 29th as a free, that's right, free upgrade for users of the most recent versions of Windows. The world's largest software company had earlier said Windows 10 could be released this summer, quote unquote. Touch-friendly Windows 10, which features the return of the Start menu and will run across PCs, tablets, and smartphones, is Microsoft's latest attempt to win over mobile users and features a new browser called Edge. It will be offered as a free upgrade to users of Windows 7 and 8.1, a strategy announced in January designed to capture as many users as possible. Microsoft also said new PCs and tablets running Windows 10 will go on sale July 29th, while Windows 10 for other devices such as smartphones would be available later this year. Well, that's the announcement news. Now, what to do? What to do? Conventional wisdom says upgrading the first day of July 29th is not a good move. If you are savvy enough to be able to back out an operating system upgrade, or you happen to have a computer that you'd like to just kind of experiment with, that's a good time to do it and a good reason to do it. But if you are trying to upgrade your computer that you need for certain products, for certain effort, either for school, work, or personal business, and you're going to do that on July 29th or right after that, I highly recommend you don't do that. There's a couple reasons why. Number one, there's going to be a number of people who are going to be hitting this, a lot of them being news or consultants trying to get a handle on what Windows 10 is going to be all about, so they're in the know. There's going to be the people that need to have Windows 10 because they have to be the first ones to have it, and despite the fact they may like it or hate it, they're still going to have it. So there's going to be a lot of hits on the server to bring down that data, and it's going to be fairly large, so it's going to take a little while to download it. And then after you do get it installed, well, you have to deal with the change of perspective, the metaphors that are going to be changing for Windows 10, and you're going to have to deal with the bugs. There will be bugs. Please face that fact. Windows and Microsoft will attempt to test it as best they can, but in the world of having to get on the market as fast as possible, and because certain people do things differently than anybody else, there will be bugs in the system. Therefore, there'll be a lot of updates. So, do you want to... I don't know the severity of those bugs. I don't know if they're going to implicate problems for software that is not written by Microsoft that you have on your computer. So you're going to have to think about that. And certain software might even be able to run on Windows 10. We don't know any of that yet. So it's not a good idea to be an early adopter of any software for a mission-critical system that you need. So I highly recommend that you wait for others to run in front of you to experience that and let you know what you may or may not be experiencing. Now, some people are actually experiencing it a little early, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But for you, make that decision now whether you really want to adopt it and because you can back it out, or you want to just get it on a computer to try it out, or if you really want to be on quote-unquote the bleeding edge. And we call it the bleeding edge for a reason, because you will experience some hardship, some pain that you didn't expect, and typically that happens right at the time when you need your computer to work at its best. Avoid that situation, please. It's 10:14, so July 29th, circle that on the calendar, and we're going to talk more about Microsoft in just a little bit, but we're going to take a quick break. Station ID, I'll be right back with more of Tech Today. Hang on.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
Do you want to lose the weight or keep it off for the rest of your life? There is a difference. My name is Dawn Moore. I am a certified health coach who uses a Take Shape for Life approach to help my clients lose weight, eat healthy, and live longer. Call me at 908-303-5334 or email me, dawn@moreandbetterhealth.com, your prescription for living a healthy, energetic, and intentional life.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
1021, you're listening to Tech Today on HuntChamberRadio.com. All right, more Windows 10 information. Let's get all this out. I don't want to miss it all because I want you to be completely well-versed in the upgrade and what it all means to you. There's an article here by iDigitalTimes.com, and it says, "Is Windows 10 update icon real? How can I remove it? Cautious users worry they've been hacked, but free upgrade reservation is legit." So, question by iDigital Times, and it says, it's a number of folks out there. Windows 10 update release for download. While users are not yet able to download the new Windows update yet, it will become available on July 29th. I ordered to get the free update on the Windows computer. However, you need to click on the ominous icon and begin the reservation process. The process is fairly simple for getting your free copy of Windows 10 update. Simply give Microsoft your email address and your copy will be reserved. On July 29th, when the update is ready for download, it will begin automatically updating your computer for you. It goes through a couple of the screens here. And another question is, what if I don't want Windows 10? How to remove and get rid of that annoying Windows 10 update icon? While many Windows users were thrilled to discover the software update would be given away free of charge, a feature Apple computer users have been enjoying for quite a while, still some are skeptical if an update, free or not, is something they actually want. For others who are sure they don't plan to update Windows 7 users primarily, the Get Windows 10 icon in their notification tray has become just plain annoying. It says, so is there a way to get rid of it? The answer is yes. In really nice FAQ post on Reddit says, you remove the Get Windows 10 icon the same way you would remove any other update. Go to Control Panel, Programs and Features, uninstall an update. Look for KB3035583 and KB2952664. And uninstall them. The reboot and the icon should be gone. Note that when W10 itself comes, you'll have to check in Windows Update manually. In addition to sharing how to remove the Windows 10 Update icon, Lucas1998 also shared this useful information. He says, the Windows 10 download is about 3 to 4 gig. Microsoft probably needs to prepare enough bandwidth to serve maybe 500 million downloads of that size. That's around 2 exabytes in total. Inputting your email probably acts similar to a let me know when Windows 10 is ready reminder. After I make the reservation, will Windows 10 start downloading and installing? No, Windows 10 isn't even finished yet. If you put in your email, they'll send you an email when the Windows 10 upgrade is ready. Is it free? Yes, it is. As long as you take the upgrade before summer 2016, so you have a whole year to worry about this. As long as your device is operational, you will get Windows 10 updates for free. Is this reservation pop-up legit? Yes, it is. It is installed by Windows Update KB3035583. Will I lose all my data? No, this process is the exact same as upgrading from Windows Vista to 7 or 8 to 8.1. All your programs and data will be migrated over. As always, though, common sense prevails. Make backups of your important data before taking the upgrade. What about OEM license? Yes, you get a free upgrade too. Only Windows 7 8.1 enterprise computers you got from your workplace will not get the free upgrade through this offer. What if I want a clean install? As much as we know at this point, after performing the upgrade, you can do a reset, which will function as a clean install. I have no information as of yet if customers will get any kind of installation media. At the moment, we tell customers to do a reset after upgrade and create a recovery drive from the control panel. There you have it. So all the other information you wanted to know about Windows 10. Well, really not really all the information you wanted to know. There is some more to talk about. What will you lose by upgrading to Windows 10? TheVerge.com says, and this is James Vincent, who published this on the 1st, he says, highlighting all the shiny new features, upcoming OS, it's been a bit quieter when it comes to spelling out the limitations, including making updates automatic for Windows 10 home users. This scares me, and to be honest with you, when we get through this article, I am going to explain why this is not a good idea. Firstly, there are the software losses. Most of these will only affect a small number of users. But upgrading will mean saying goodbye to Windows Media Center, the card game Hearts, and Windows 7's desktop gadgets. Anyone in the habit of using floppy disks on Windows will also have to install new drivers. And Microsoft warns that watching DVDs will also require separate playback software. Microsoft manager Gabriel All has said on Twitter that a DVD option for Windows 10 is coming later this year, but early upgraders can always download VLC instead. I use VLC anyway, not an issue. Quite honestly, Windows Media Center has been confusing since the day it showed up. It doesn't make any intuitive sense to me how to use it. I've avoided it like the plague. In addition to the software losses, there are also a number of limitations for some Windows 10's most exciting feature. Cortana will only be available in the US, UK, China, France, Italy, Germany, and Spain at launch, while Windows Hello, which offers support for various biometric passwords, will need an infrared camera for facial recognition or a supported fingerprint reader. The Xbox Music and Xbox Video streaming apps will also be constrained by the usual complex web of regional-based licenses. More annoyingly, perhaps Microsoft has also changed how updates will work with Windows 10. Although the Pro and Enterprise editions will both be able to defer updates, Windows 10 home users will not have the option. Updates will instead be downloaded and installed automatically as soon as they're available. System requirements for the new OS have also been detailed, with PCs and tablets needing to pass a fairly low bar, a 1 GHz processor, 1 GB of RAM, 16 GB of storage, and a display resolution of at least 124 by 600 are required. These specs are a bit higher for the 64-bit version of Windows 10, but for these details and more, you can check out Microsoft's full specs page. Not particularly happy with the automatic updates. I understand that they're allowing you to defer them for the more enterprise versions, and that's fine, but any person, given how big these things are, they inhibit your time to use them. So having something downloading automatically and just taking up CPU usage is a bit annoying, and I can't see why Windows would want to do it. I understand that they want to force you to update because they don't want to get the support questions. I get that part. And I also get the fact that they want to make sure that enterprises have the ability to make their upgrade choices because they don't want their software to be affected without you testing it. But that should go for everybody. There is no reason why you would want to not defer all people, because they really don't. You could put a great warning in there that says it's really not a good idea to defer, but to force people to take updates and then have, especially the fact that Windows and Microsoft are not testing things as well as they used to, it's just putting people in harm's way, and that doesn't help anybody. So hopefully Microsoft will be changing that. So there's all the Windows 10 you need to know. We're at a breaking point, going to do news and weather. I'll be back with more of Tech Today right after this.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. TSA's acting administrator is being reassigned after airport checkpoint agents failed to detect banned weapons at a high rate. There's mixed reaction from passengers at the airport in Newark after learning TSA agents failed 67 of 70 tests.
It's ridiculous. I can't believe there were so many.
You're always going to get stuff through. I mean, you just can't stop it.
Homeland Security officials have also ordered improved testing for screening equipment and more training for TSA officers across the country. The Senate could vote today on the House USA Freedom Act. That's the measure many lawmakers hope will replace the Patriot Act. Key provisions of the Patriot Act expired over the weekend. The Freedom Act aims to modify the NSA's bulk collection of Americans' phone data, one of the provisions that lapsed. Hillary Clinton officially launches her presidential campaign this Saturday. It'll begin with a major speech in New York about America's challenges and her vision for moving America forward. Running back Adrian Peterson is returning to the Minnesota Vikings. Peterson will join his team's practice today. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to keep you company on the drive home. My $5 fill-up with chicken tenders and all-new FLG sauce is precision-engineered to drive hunger clear across the county line. It'll cause an 11-car pileup of herbs and spices in your mouth. With mashed potatoes, a cookie, and a drink for just $5. We're late for eating. Better step on it. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
Desperate efforts are underway in the waters of China's Yangtze River to rescue hundreds of passengers aboard a ship that sank during a cyclone.
As the hours pass by, the fear here is that the death toll will rise. Images on Chinese television show a handful of exhausted survivors being pulled from the Yangtze. Rescue workers can be seen tapping on the ship's hull in a bid to make contact with any passengers alive inside. Chinese President Xi Jinping says the government will do everything it can to assist those still on board the Eastern Star, and he sent the Prime Minister to the scene to oversee rescue efforts. Simon Marks, Beijing.
Caitlyn Jenner is historically popular on Twitter. The Olympic gold medalist, formerly known as Bruce Jenner, officially reached 1 million followers just 4 hours after joining the site Monday. That's the new record for that milestone. It came as the first images of the Vanity Fair cover featured Jenner dressed in lingerie appeared online. More special interest stories, news, and headlines are always online at usaheadlinenews.com.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
Consumer spending is at its weakest level in 3 months.
U.S. consumer spending in April posted the weakest performance in 3 months, which was unexpected by experts because there was an increase in income growth by 0.4%. Chief economist Bob Bruska believes there are two main reasons for the uncertainty.
The weakness in the oil patch and on the rise in the dollar. They both happened around the same time.
Consumer spending is closely watched because it makes up 70% of economic activity. Some economists believe spending will rebound. Bruska says he doesn't believe the Fed will raise interest rates anytime soon, even though Fed Chair Janet Yellen has hinted at a hike. I'm Kelly Sloan.
Well, don't call her Bruce anymore.
Call me Caitlin with a C.
Said, hey, honey. Take a walk on the wild side.
Okay, Caitlin, the hottest Olympic decathlon champ to ever grace a Wheaties box is officially walking on the wild side. With long, loose curls and a white corset, see Jenner in her first portrait since the transition from male to female on the cover of Vanity Fair. Looking like a cross between Rene Russo and Jessica Lange, Jenner looks every bit the woman he's kept in the closet for years. Every day, Caitlin says Bruce had to live a lie. Caitlin doesn't have any secrets. Now that Vanity Fair is out, she says, I'm free. Alice Stockton Rossini, New York.
Well, Caitlin may have nothing to hide, but the Army does. The Army's new camo pattern is debuting next month. The new camo is referred to as, quote, operational camouflage. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
It's 10:36. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. Wow, I don't know how I'm going to compete with the Caitlyn Jenner news. 50 degrees right now in Flemington, overcast skies, 5 mile an hour winds. Today is June 2nd. Rain likely, high around 60. Winds north-northeast to 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 60%. Overcast skies tonight, slight chance of a rain shower, and a low near 50. Winds light and variable. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, slight chance of a rain shower and 69. Thursday the 4th, rain showers early, overcast skies later in the day, a high of 65. Cloudy and 75 on Friday, overcast with showers at times on Saturday, a high near 75. And Sunday, sun in the morning, increasing clouds during the afternoon, 74. Some bands of rain coming through the area from the northwest to southeast. 53 over in Stockton, Kingwood. 52 up in Lebanon. 50 in Alexandria. 50 in Baptist Town. And, oh, let's see. Clicked on the wrong thing and everything went crazy. And 51 down in Ringos. That is weather on HuntingChamberRadio.com. More of Tech Today right now. A couple weeks ago, we did a concept or discussion about robocalls and how they were getting through, and there was even a survey out there, a poll and a petition to have somebody do something about it. Well, Consumer Reports now reports that, yes, in fact, we are trying to do something about it. FCC's proposal to crack down on robocalls is a good move. The plan would clear the way for phone companies to offer call blocking technology. Came out on May 29th. We talked about this, and it's great to hear that if you are hounded by automatic phone calls with recorded pitches for things like medical alert devices or home security systems, do you get texts telling you to call now for a free cruise or vacation? You're not alone. Robocalls and robotexts and telemarketing calls are the number one source of consumer complaints at the Federal Communications Commission. Last year, the agency received more than 215,000 complaints related to unwanted calls and texts. Many of us put our numbers on the Do Not Call registry, which stops telemarketers from calling numbers on the list, but in recent years, scam artists have just ignored the registry and pestered people with calls around the clock. Using technology that lets them hide or fake their caller ID information, and that, of course, makes it incredibly hard to trace the call and track them down. Robocalls are more than annoying. Phone scams cost Americans an estimated $350 million a year. Good news in all of this is that some relief might finally be on store for the fed-up consumer. As part of the recently announced plan to crack down on robocalls, FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler is calling on phone companies to offer customers tools to block them. This move was prompted by a stack of petitions at the FCC from banks, debt collectors, and others that actually wanted to loosen the rules for robocalls. Around the same time, 39 state attorneys general wrote a letter to the FCC urging the agency to clarify whether phone companies could legally offer call blocking tools to their customers. Wheeler has opted to use these petitions as an opportunity to stand up for consumers and curb these intrusions into our daily lives. I am proposing, this is a quote, I am proposing that the commission rule on more than 20 pending petitions related to consumer protection and send one clear message. Consumers have the right to control the calls and texts that they receive, and the FCC is moving to enforce those rights and protect consumers against robocalls, spam texts, and telemarketing, Wheeler said. Wheeler is now circulating a proposal to his fellow commissioners that would tighten and clarify the rules. close loopholes, and hold companies accountable. In a positive move, Wheeler has declared that phone companies can offer customers call blocking tools without violating the agency's call completion rules. Some companies have stubbornly resisted requests from consumers to provide such tools, maintaining they did not have the legal authority to do so. We are given the green light for robocall blocking technology, Wheeler said. The FCC wants to make it clear telephone companies can, and in fact should, offer consumers robocall blocking tools. Consumers Union, the policy and advocacy arm of Consumer Reports, strongly agrees. In February, we launched a national campaign against robocalls at endrobocalls.org. More than 320,000 consumers have signed our petition calling for the top phone carriers to offer their customers free, effective call blocking tools. We think this FCC proposal would clear the way to empower people with the technology they want and deserve to stop unwanted calls. The FCC appears ready to allow some auto-dialed calls in limited situations such as bank fraud and prescription refills, and we want to make sure these are adequate safeguards to prevent abuse. The five members of the FCC are scheduled to vote on the proposal June 18th. We urge the commissioners to take the strongest possible action to let consumers, as the chairman said, exercise the right to control the calls they receive. All right, so we'll wait and see, but June 18th might be the time when we get some freedom, or at least the beginning of it anyway. It's 10:42. Let's take a quick break. I'll be right back with more of Tech Today in just a moment.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Got a friend.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
All right, you're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. The yin and the yang of politics, the government giveth and the government taketh away. What am I talking about? Well, there was a interesting ruling that took place on Monday by the Supreme Court. It said, proving an online threat is a threat just got a lot tougher. What am I talking about? Well, on Monday, the Supreme Court overturned the 2011 conviction of Anthony Elinas, a Pennsylvania man, who was sentenced to jail time for writing a series of threatening Facebook posts. In the posts, Elinas repeatedly wrote about killing his ex-wife, murdering an FBI agent, and even carrying out a school shooting. Violent, targeted words that landed him a 44-month prison sentence in 2011. But Elinas appealed the conviction again and again, arguing that in order for a threat to be punishable under criminal law, the court would have had to prove not that his posts could be perceived as threats, but that he had actually intended them as threats in the first place. And in its a controversial ruling Monday, the Supreme Court decided he was right. It's a decision which, according to Danielle Citrone, a professor of law at University of Maryland and author of the book Hate Crimes in Cyberspace, upends how courts have ruled on these issues in the past and leaves many questions unanswered as to how they should proceed in the future. The Supreme Court basically just said nine courts of appeals are wrong, Citrone said. Until now, the consensus had been that a threat is punishable if a reasonable person would perceive it as a threat. That is what the jury that convicted Elinas was charged with determining. And with posts that read, "There's one way to love you, but a thousand ways to kill you, and I'm not going to rest until your body is a mess, soaked in blood and dying from all little cuts." That part was pretty much no-brainer. But with this ruling, the Supreme Court says courts must now rewire their thinking to also consider the defendant's state of mind and whether he actually intended to do wrong. For Citrone, this does not come as a surprise. The concept of mens rea, Latin for guilty mind, is found through criminal law. That courts had not had to prove a defendant's intent in threat cases until now is actually the exception, Citrone says, not the rule. The question that jury has to wrestle with is not a bizarre thing, she says. If you're going to be thrown into prison for any length of time, you've got to have some moral culpability. Proving intent doesn't require proving that a defendant planned to follow through on the threat. It simply means proving that the defendant knew that by sending the message, he would be instilling fear in someone else. Still, the problem for prosecutors now is that proving an intangible thing like intent will make it much tougher to convict people like Elinas. Quote, "It's a tougher standard," Citrone says. "There's no question about it." Elinas, for one, said that the Facebook posts were rap lyrics, no different from the ones Eminem has written about killing his ex-wife Kim Mathers. The defense team could then argue that Elinas' intent was merely to vent about his failed marriage through rap lyrics, which he just happened to post on Facebook. Citrone is doubtful that argument would stand up and Elinas were retried, but the Supreme Court's decision makes that argument relevant nonetheless. Another issue with the ruling is that the court didn't say exactly what type of intent was necessary. In other words, it doesn't say whether the defendant has to specifically intend to threaten another individual or whether it's enough if the defendant knows that another individual could feel threatened by their behavior and chooses to do it anyway, which is known in legal terms as recklessness. This failure to decide throws everyone from appellate court judges to everyday Facebook users into a state of uncertainty, wrote Justice Clarence Thomas in a dissenting opinion. But Citrone says that despite the lack of clarity surrounding intent, this decision may help pave the way for other online harassment legislation, including bills that seek to criminalize revenge porn online. Now that drafters of this legislation know that the Supreme Court requires intent to be a factor in these criminal cases, they can write it into the statutes from the beginning, rather than having them struck down later on. We're getting a clear message from the court that in criminal statutes, you've got to prove either some intent to harm or knowledge of wrongdoing, Citrone says. Still, Citrone says it's important to remember, through all of this, that online threat cases are rare. Despite that ever-growing existence of online threats, that's partially due to the fact that these crimes go unreported, Citrone says, and partially due to the fact that many victims, particularly domestic abuse victims, have lost faith in law enforcement. So while the Supreme Court's decision may make it harder to punish these criminals, that's a small issue compared to the huge number of them who were never brought to trial in the first place. The one good thing, Citron says, is the Illinois case has brought the issue of online abuse and domestic abuse into the conversation and consciousness in a way that's been immovable before. I don't know what to really think about this. I understand that we can remove this one, and now we could talk about how it's harassment, and harassment has its own criminal transgressions. So perhaps just another jurisdiction, another statute will take effect when somebody is making these types of threats. But saying that was a slippery slope at the end there, saying that there's more out there that's unreported and this is not the big deal. Well, it is a big deal, because if you don't have the deterrent of people being put to jail because of being harassing or making threatening remarks, you've opened the door for more threatening remarks. So you need some type of conviction to at least warn others who may be inspired to try it. We have a lot of copycats in society that now if you remove that, I'm afraid that there's going to be more than less. And so I don't know where we're going to go from here. Hopefully they will write more stronger harassment statutes that will in fact keep people and deter them. All right, one last piece of information, then I got to go. Android Pay is coming out now, and it will succeed where Google Wallet failed. This is also by Wired, and it says, it's hard to see anything new in Android Pay, but it's the things you don't see that finally push mobile payments into the mainstream. Google offered a payment service before announcing Android Pay last week. It was called Google Wallet. And like Android Pay, it was a way of using your smartphone to pay for stuff in stores and online. The name was new, but even that had a familiar ring, an echo of Apple Pay, the payment service that arrived on the iPhone in much fanfare last fall. To be sure, Android Pay will streamline Google Wallet in some ways. Whether you're tapping your phone to an NFC reader at a McDonald's or ordering food from the Grubhub app, Google will offer tools that lets online banking apps plug into a payment service, perhaps easing the process of, say, getting your credit card onto your phone, and brands like Coca-Cola are offering rewards programs. But these are relatively small changes. The big difference, barely discussed at Google I.O. Developers Conference, is AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile will pre-install Android Pay into phones when the service is ready later this year. According to Osama Bidyear, the former PayPal exec who oversaw the creation of Google Wallet and now runs the payment startup Point, this is the big thing Google Wallet was missing, and the big thing that could have an Android-based payment service and mobile payments in general take off. That's the headline here, Bedier said, referring to how the big carriers have embraced Android Pay. You have to have the wallet on board the phone. Otherwise, people have to download an app, and getting them to do that is much, much harder. Google said Android Pay will be accepted by more than 700,000 physical stores and offer 1,000 mobile apps. Those are nice numbers. Digital wallets like Android Pay won't be more than a niche unless merchants get on board. Many of those merchants using terminals feature near-field communication technology, or NFC, were behind Google Wallet. The carriers were not. At least now, until February, when Google announced its deal with all three, Google's mobile payment service was still called Google Wallet back then, but the arrangement won't take effect until the official arrival of Android Pay sometime later this year. Though digital wallets have been around for years, Google Wallet arrived in 2011. They've had minimal impact on the market, according to research outfit Forrester. Mobile payments accounts for about $50 billion in sales, compared to a total credit card payments estimated at $2.7 trillion. But Apple Pay has suddenly kickstarted the idea. Many argue Apple didn't do anything Google didn't already do, but it worked with MasterCard, Visa, and American Express, so its system would dovetail security with existing credit card networks. It worked with companies like Stripe and helped merchants build online services that can accept digital wallets and other payment methods. And it put Apple Pay on iPhone, the world's preeminent mobile device. The way in which Apple Pay spread across merchants, carriers, and phones was unprecedented, said Rich Stuppy, He's the chief operating officer at Count, which helps companies detect credit card fraud, including via mobile payments. Companies have struggled in vain to get Apple's level of adoption for years, and sometimes decades. So we'll see what happens. There is still a better option out there, and there's a little plug-in that you can get on your phone that works in the phone jack, and it would allow you to swipe your phone much like a credit card. So if you'd like to consider that instead, that is out there. I did a review on that in the past. It's time for me to get on out of here. The Some Things About Money team will be in just a minute. Do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, embrace it. That is the mission of Tech Today. Hopefully we've imparted that mission onto you. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. TSA's acting administrator is being reassigned after airport checkpoint agents failed to detect banned weapons at a high rate. There's mixed reaction from passengers at the airport in Newark after learning TSA agents failed 67 of 70 tests.
It's ridiculous. I can't believe there were so many.
You're always going to get stuff through. I mean, you just can't stop it.
Homeland Security officials have also ordered improved testing for screening equipment and more training for TSA officers across the country. The Senate could vote today on the House USA Freedom Act. That's the measure many lawmakers hope will replace the Patriot Act. Key provisions of the Patriot Act expired over the weekend. The Freedom Act aims to modify the NSA's bulk collection of Americans' phone data, one of the provisions that lapsed. Hillary Clinton officially launches her presidential campaign this Saturday. It'll begin with a major speech in New York about America's challenges and her vision for moving America forward. Running back Adrian Peterson is returning to the Minnesota Vikings. Peterson will join his team's practice today. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to keep you company on the drive home. My $5 fill-up with chicken tenders and all-new FLG sauce is precision-engineered to drive hunger clear across the county line. It'll cause an 11-car pileup of herbs and spices in your mouth. With mashed potatoes, a cookie, and a drink for just $5. We're late for eating. Better step on it. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
Desperate efforts are underway in the waters of China's Yangtze River to rescue hundreds of passengers aboard a ship that sank during a cyclone.
As the hours pass by, the fear here is that the death toll will rise. Images on Chinese television show a handful of exhausted survivors being pulled from the Yangtze. Rescue workers can be seen tapping on the ship's hull in a bid to make contact with any passengers alive inside. Chinese President Xi Jinping says the government will do everything it can to assist those still on board the Eastern Star, and he sent the Prime Minister to the scene to oversee rescue efforts. Simon Marks, Beijing.
Caitlyn Jenner is historically popular on Twitter. The Olympic gold medalist, formerly known as Bruce Jenner, officially reached 1 million followers just 4 hours after joining the site Monday. That's the new record for that milestone. It came as the first images of the Vanity Fair cover featured Jenner dressed in lingerie appeared online. More special interest stories, news, and headlines are always online at usaheadlinenews.com.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable.